In the morning, President Donald J. Trump tours the Smithsonian's African American Museum of History and Culture after his aides have been trying to work out the logistics for some time. Apparently, they wanted to make the tour happen on the federal observance of Dr. King's birthday last month, but it did not work out because of a scheduling conflict. President Trump remained in New York. Meanwhile, the new Smithsonian Museum is a level-by-level history of blacks in America from the lowest level that houses the remnants of a slave ship and the shackles of adult enslaved Africans and the shackles of enslaved African children. Also on exhibit is the casket of Emmett Till, a young black boy killed for allegedly flirting with a white woman in Money, Mississippi. There are other exhibits to include the uniform of the Grand Dragon of the KKK. But the museum also celebrates successes in the African American culture, from education to medicine to religion to sports to media to entertainment to entrepreneurship to manufacturing. The president's visit to the museum is early in the morning. That's the time set aside for VIP private tours. And a side note, Republican former President George W. Bush signed the bill for the creation of the new Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture. April Ryan, AURNnews.com.